The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Of the important concepts for our practice that this tradition emphasizes is to understand a particular feature of the mind, of mental activity. And it goes by the Pali word papancha. And sometimes it's considered, translated into English as proliferation of thinking. The word pancha means five. Pa means like to go outwards. It's like to go outward in five directions. It's the way the mind makes abstractions, the way the mind makes abstracts and separates and objectifies the world. But in particular, I think it speaks to that strong tendency to get lost in a lot of thinking. And sometimes when I first heard about this teaching of papancha, I would sing it to myself. I can't sing. You wouldn't want me to sing, but I would sing to myself, papancha rules the world, like the Britannia rules the world. Because so much of how we experience ourselves and experience the world is through that filter, through the veil of our amazing capacity to think and of ideas. And it becomes almost invisible to us that we're kind of orienting ourselves, we're understanding ourselves, the world, everything, through the whirl and twirl of all these abstract ideas going in five different directions at once, kind of fragmented kind of thinking. And so to recognize there is papancha, to recognize that we're thinking a lot and have concepts a lot and the mind is kind of proliferating. And part of the proliferation idea is the idea that it builds out itself. You have one thought that suggests something else, and it grows and develops. And so as you sit here and practice today here at IMC, you might be on the lookout for your tendency to be involved in proliferating thinking that just kind of expands, exaggerates, pulls away from the present moment, or the proliferation of thoughts that becomes an overlay on top of your present moment experience. It's interesting to occasionally, maybe more than occasionally, people have more problems than there really are. And occasionally, things are just what they are. No problem, no mistake. But then we look for problems. The mind's tendency to proliferate goes into creating and looking and forming problems that aren't necessarily present in the moment. And so this problem-making mind is often part of the proliferating mind of thoughts and ideas. And so what is it like not to have abstract ideas? What's it like just to be here in a very simple way? Is the task of mindfulness. So papancha, very important idea, concept in our tradition. And if you can get a sense of what this means, then it's a little bit easier sometimes to cut through that abstract world of thoughts and return to the simplicity of this moment here. And I would suggest that as you do your practice here this morning, that unless the toilets start overflowing or I don't know what happens here, in the moment of being here, there are no problems for you. So if you're getting involved in problem-thinking mind about all the problems you have in your life, which some of them can be quite genuine, the fact that they're not here and now, maybe they belong to the world of papancha for you in this moment. And maybe if you can think of them that way, oh, that's papancha. Maybe you can kind of step beyond them into the present moment more fully. I hope you enjoy your morning here. Thank you.